So welcome to this Betfair Trading Community podcast. This podcast came about because of the Ask Me Anything podcast that I do. And somebody asked a few questions about the football back testing. And instead of me pestering Adam like I always do anyway, like I'm always sliding into Adam's DMs, just sending him rubbish all of the time. I thought, do you know what? Why not just get the man who's building it himself to come onto this podcast and answer your questions? So that's what I've done. I sent out a form for you guys to fill in. And thank you very much for people that did. So I'm just going to welcome Adam and say, how are you doing today?
I'm all right. You?
Yeah, I'm all right.
That was a couple more words than my usual response.
Exactly. Normally when I jump on these calls with Adam, who I get on really well with, I'm like, oh, hello, Adam, you all right? And he just goes, yep. And then there's a massive pause and he goes, you?
It's because we've known each other for so long, we can just communicate in basically monosyllabic
language. You shouldn't have said that out loud. People are going to slate us for that. They're going to be like all over. So I asked a couple of questions, ask Adam anything about the upcoming football backtesting. And the responses have been quite fun. And then anything else you want to mention. So I think the first question we are going to go with is quite an interesting one. And it is, why now? It would seem more sensible and a better use of everyone's time and efforts if efforts were concentrated on finishing the project rather than giving up time now for a podcast that is inevitably going to be filled with what ifs. Can it do this? Will it do that? Will it tell me this, etc.? Surely this time is better. The time for a podcast is better after it is available and meaningful questions can be dealt with. I suspect the only pertinent question worth posing now is, when will it be ready? Anything else can wait. Adam, over to you.
I think it's a good idea. We probably will do a podcast when it's released as well. But the reason for doing it now is that we get many, many questions about it. And often they're the same that we've already answered already, which is no one's fault. It's just because we don't have the single place to send people to learn everything they need to know at this point about this upcoming project. So this basically saves us time having to kind of answer them all individually. It saves people time waiting for answers from me, because sometimes I'm a bit crap at replying to messages. I basically give myself an hour a day to go through all my comms, and that involves multiple email accounts, text messages, Facebook Messenger messages, BTC forum posts and messages, Slack, Facebook notifications, and my Asana inbox. Then I have to try and batch it that way, otherwise I'd never get blocks of time to sort of work on anything else. And if I spend most of that hour just answering the same questions over and over again, then it's not productive for anyone. So I think that proactively addressing them here in this way gives us this kind of evergreen resource that we can just share and publish and hopefully answer someone's questions instantly, whatever that question may be. And just following on from that, I know it's been a long time coming, this software, and trust me, we cannot wait to have it released as well. The horse racing was exactly the same way. We made the mistake with that of giving tentative dates, which we overshot by like over a year, I think, as far as I remember. But it, you know, that's out there now and it's going great, and we're still adding to it every day. And the challenges we had with that were that it was something completely new, you know, providing a way of backtesting strategies using the entire price history of a market, not just BSP. There's lots of challenging things. It was a brand new UI that we had to develop. With the football, a lot of that work's already been done because we're basically making it in the image of the horse racing software. But we've had different challenges with the football. One is that we've got the horse racing software. We need to maintain and push that as well forwards at the same time as developing the football software with a dev team that's the same size that it was when we didn't have either of them, which i.e. two people. And the other thing is that the football strategies are much, much, much more complex. Which was something I hadn't sort of anticipated for some, which, you know, that's probably my failing, to be honest, beforehand. There's so many different market types. You know, you're not just betting on one selection like you are with a horse race. You could be betting on home, away, the draw, different score lines and so on. And if you're basing a strategy on, let's say, shots on target, you know, we have to find out, are you talking about home shots, away shots, a combination of the two, either or, match, league? There's lots of different aggregation types with football, which don't really exist in the horse racing. So as users of the football software will know, you can sort of look at our averages, percentages, totals, and all these different types of things that we want to include in this version as well. So there's a couple of examples of things that we didn't have to solve for the horse racing that we do for the football. I think we're at the stage now where we've got, I think, two main challenges that we're working on, and then we'll be pretty much good to go. I was going to mention as well, the way I want to handle all that is for you to be able to kind of query all that stuff on the fly so that you can specify whatever match scope that you want. So at the moment, you can only look at either 5, 10 or 20 matches. I want you to be able to put whatever number in that you want, preferably on each individual rule. So you'll be able to have rules with a strategy which looks at, you know, the percentage of draws over the last 3 matches and, you know, total shots over the last 10 matches, it all in one strategy. And I don't want any of those queries taken longer than a minute max to run. Mm. So we've given ourselves quite some ambitious targets, which we're nearly there with. And the other thing to mention probably is that we've been able to implement a lot of the ideas that we're coming up with for the football in the horse racing, because we're basically making the football in the image of the horse racing software, which is going to speed up testing later on. So we're doing a lot of work now that we're saving time later by tackling it now. Mm. And from everyone else's point of view, it's just like, oh, still not done yet kind of thing. Yeah. Which I totally understand, but it's like we're working all day every day on this stuff now. So that's all I can really say. And the problem with giving an estimation of a release date is that other things always come up, from, you know, unexpected absences within the team to tech issues that we've got to sort of divert to and deal with, to you know, other feature requests and stuff that take up time in the meantime that we decide are more beneficial to introduce now, so that we don't just have to make everyone wait for literally every update to the software for you know, years or something. So it's just a case of trying to sort of balance all the workload together in a small team, basically. I appreciate everyone's patience. I promise you it's the main thing that we're working on right now. And we will do another podcast when it is released. We'll probably do another session when we're looking for a small group of beta testers. Right. And then obviously when it's finally released, we'll be singing it from the rooftops. Ryan will probably send one or two emails out about it and that sort of stuff.
Maybe one or two.
Yeah. So just all I can say is just you know, keep in touch with us and keep an eye out. But that's why we're basically doing this now. The very long-winded answer to that.
Sure. No, I think that's a really, really good answer. And you also answered that person's follow-up question of when will it be available. But I don't think it's.
I swerved that, to be fair, but actually, I gave a reason for swerving it.
Well, it was a very like politician's type answer, wasn't it? Like, I got a lot of value from it. And I'm like, well, I still don't know when it's going to be available, but I understand why it's not available now. But I think for all of us are on the same page with that. We don't want to release something just because, and we've never, ever done that. It's like, we want to make sure that when we release it, it is actually good and it actually does what we say it can do, because that would be the worst thing. And I don't think it's a slight on you at all that, you know, you didn't, not understand, but didn't know a lot of what was going to happen with the football, because that's not a market that you've traded for many.
Well, a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah. Your main market is horses.
Horse races, yeah.
But I love the fact that you can do totals and percentages and averages in the football, because even though I know that I'm using 10 matches and I have the percentage, I'd still like to see the total next to it. Because I know I can work that out, but just to see it there really, really helps. If I know that there's been the last 10 matches, 8 of them have gone over 1.5 goals. I know that's 80%, but I also quite like to see it there as well, the actual number. And that works really, really well.
Yeah, and I like that stuff just doesn't really feature in the horse racing software at all. The nearest thing we've got in horse racing is that you can look, back over a percentage of previous races. So if you like, for example, the percentage of races where the horse has dobbed, for example, but there's nothing like, it's not really any of that within the race. It's hard to describe, but it's like in football, you'll get a number of goals have been scored in different time periods. So then that allows you to calculate the percentage of goals which were scored in each time period in that match. But then you can also look back over a selection of previous matches and say, well, what percentage of matches did had 10% of the goals in the first 10 minutes. So it's like several other layers on top with the football, which even though we've already got that in the current football software, I didn't anticipate how challenging that would be to put in our strategy queries. Because what we do with the football software now is we've basically got a big list of 800 stats, and we calculate them all in this kind of aggregation layer in the database, and then they're just sort of saved in memory. So that's why your filters in the football run instantly at the moment. It's because they've all already been calculated. But of course, the limitation with that is that you can't get a bit more clever and say, oh, well, actually, I want the total over four matches, not five, or nine matches instead of 10. So that's why we had to be so prescriptive with the match scopes. But I want to get rid of that in this version. So to be honest, your queries are going to take a little bit longer to run, but you'll just be able to do so much more with them. And it'll be so much more flexible that I think it'll be worth it.
I agree. I'd quite happily take a little bit longer anyway, because if I can do so much more with it, it's only going to benefit me.
And if it's automated anyway, so it's giving you your qualifiers, you know, without you even having to be logged into the software, then, it's academic anyway.
Which is the absolute future. So the next question, I think that this one might be a bit of a question about the current software, but how would you look for an in-play first half goal using a combination of filters and ratings?
Yeah, it sounds more like it's to do with the current one, but in the next version of the software, you'll be able to build strategies in a similar way, add rules to it. So, from that question I'm reading, they want to spot matches where it's likely to have a first half goal. Yes. So you'll be doing it in the same sort of way that you are now, where we're figuring out which factors you want to use to that you think will give a high propensity for first half goals. High percentage of past matches against the same opposition type that have early goals, that kind of thing. Low percentage of broad draws, whatever. Maybe using the XG stats as well. So you'll be able to combine all those things into a strategy, basically. And the other thing probably to mention there is that the ratings will be integrated into the software itself with the next version. We'll probably still publish a separate page with the ratings, just for convenience. But I know a lot of quite often at the moment get asked the question of people are trying to link up their exports from the software with their exports from the ratings, and it can be a bit of a pain. So we're going to integrate it all together so you can get it all in one place going forwards.
That'll be wicked. And I'd just say, if you're currently looking to use the current software, just do exactly the same things that Adam's thought about there. You know, for me, that is the what has to happen question. Well, what has to happen for a first half goal to be there? Well, you have to have 0-0 at half time, low percentage, because that shows you there's been a goal. You need over 0.5 goals in the first half to be a high percentage. You need teams that can actually score goals, teams that can concede goals. So that's the factors that I would be building into the software if you're using the current version, and that's where you're going. But if you are listening to that and you are struggling and you want to build your strategy for that, just drop me a message on the forum and or on the private coaching, and I'll help you there. Next question then. Backtesting can only be really effective if price movement over the whole 90 minutes is known. How extensive will comprehensive price movement monitoring be? I would like to see at least match odds, overs, unders from 0.5 up to 3.5 and the first half goal.
Totally agree. We've actually got the Betfair prices for the entire duration of every market, for every market type, at 1 second intervals going all the way back to 2015. So that will allow you to backtest your strategies at sort of any point in the life of the market. So note, when I say that, I'm not just talking about the 90 minutes of the match. We've got all the pre-match prices as well, from basically when the market was opened. You should have quite a bit of data to play with there. We are planning on adding a lot more market types from the word go. I don't know if we'll add, you know, every single one. It's the kind of thing we'll probably do a survey shortly before we release it, and say, you know, what market types do you want to see that aren't currently in the software? I know first half goals and both teams to score and things like that are actually, have we got both teams to score now? can't remember. We might have actually already added that. There's a couple of really common ones that people ask for that we don't currently have, basically because it's so onerous to add market types with what I was describing before, with having to kind of basically compile every single stat when the software is loaded up in advance. It'll be much easier to add market types and stats for each market type as well going forward. So yeah, essentially what you're asking about there shouldn't be an issue at all.
I'm looking forward to that pre-match price movement as well, because then you'll be able to find some really, really good angles as well, I think.
Yeah.
I think there'll be something just straight off the bat with like a high XG team playing a low XG team. And I want to check what happens to the price leading up to that match, because if you've got someone whose XG is like 3 or something on average for the last 10-15 games, Man City for example, against a team that concede loads, what happens to their price? Now Man City is a bad example because they're going to be a really low price to back and they're not going to be value there, but I think there'll be some absolute gold to find in there. So their follow-up question, that
with the yellow ratings and other bits and pieces as well, it'd be a good angle.
It'd just be amazing. Yeah, that's a great shout, right? If they've got 300 ELO difference, what happens to the price? And you can do it like 100, 200, 300 leading up. You might be able to find some really, really nice low-risk backing strategies where you can back a team and then get out an hour before kickoff. That would be amazing. As to how it will work, I presume we just make a filter like we do now, plug into a date range and get the results on a CSV file like the ones we presently do, and then we can use Google Docs, Excel, etc.
Yeah, basically. Within the strategy builder, there are two main sections. One is the selection rules, which is your kind of fundamental match statistics, like, you know, how many goals were scored in what time period, how many shots on target versus shots off target, that sort of stuff. So there'll be a whole suite of rules that you can build around that for, you know, focusing on home, away, or match, or league. And all the tick boxes that are at the bottom of the current football filter builder, right now, you can only apply them at the level of the overall strategies with the, you know, multiple criteria in it. Each of those will be present on each individual strategy rule now. So you could, for example, exclude promoted and relegated teams for one rule, but include them for another, and that kind of stuff. And then the other half of the strategy builder, that was the selection rules. The other half is the betting rules, which is where you configure all your sort of Betfair, basically your entry and exit times and prices and that all the stuff that relates to. If you were sat there trading it, you'd be sat there looking at the ladders, thinking about the best time to get in and what price to get in at and what price to get out at and what times to do those things. So a combination of those two things means that you build a strategy that way. And then when you run it, you can select different group breakdowns as well. So if you might have one set of strategy rules, but you might want to break it down by by league or by any of the stats that you can choose in the selection rules, you can then break the results down by them, even if that stat is not included in the selection rules. So you can see different ways of, you can spot different angles that way, basically, and spot different opportunities for new strategy rules by grouping your results differently. So you get that group breakdown, and then you'll get you can export that into a CSV. You'll get a individual trades table, which is literally every individual trade that you placed as part of that strategy, along with the entry and exit prices, the P&L, you can choose from tons of other columns to include on that as well. You can export that too. And then you'll also get your upcoming qualifiers, so upcoming matches which fit this strategy, and you can export those as well to CSV. And they'll also be, in terms of exporting, they'll also be, with the horse racing, we integrate with apps like Betfair Bot Manager by publishing your qualifiers to your own personal qualifiers URL. Those can then automatically get imported into BFBM. We're planning on doing a similar integration for the BetAngel API as well, for those who are using BetAngel. That's more of an API integration than just like publishing the qualifiers to a URL. So yeah, those are some of the ways that you'll get your results and qualifiers off the back of the strategies that you create.
Wow, game changing, isn't it? Game changer, like being able to group all of those and actually break down and then like check, oh, actually, which league is working well, which league isn't. Okay, well, if I take that, well, why is that not working? And then it gives you an idea for a strategy for that league and different way of building. And then that takes you down a rabbit hole of, hang on, would this strategy work over lots of different leagues? Oh, yes, it would, because I can backtest it. And then obviously historical isn't bang on, but it saves you so much time. 1,700 hours, £1,700 and 800 hours it takes for someone to become a profitable trader. So if you can backtest your idea, wow.
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of people said, oh, you know, you can get all these stats for free on the internet. You can get some of them for free, but you don't get the second by second Betfair price data. That'll cost you about £70 a month if you download it in an appalling format from Betfair in a CSV file. And then you have to, you know, do something with it to process it. And imagine, I mean, even once you've done that, the amount of time it would take you to, you know, manually figure out the best entry times and exit times and things like that based on that ridiculous amount of price data. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do, is make things much easier. This is the whole reason the software was originally developed, was to, because I hated that part of trying to find matches and races to trade on. That sort of time in the morning on the weekend when you're like, going through these. And I like numbers and stats and data, but it does become a drudge after a while. So we're trying to sort of take that out of the equation for people. And it's worth saying as well that none of that stuff I just mentioned is pie in the sky stuff, because it's all stuff that's in the horse racing software right now. Like the group breakdowns and the this, that, and the other. The only thing that's new is, and the selection rules and the betting rules, the only thing that's new is that it'll be a whole different set of rules, and the you know, the back end queries are different because they're football matches instead of horse races.
Amazing. I can't wait. You get me really excited about it. So will we be able to enter different criteria from current software and backtest from the current software and backtest that strategy, i.e. the recent set and forgets Martin has been testing over the last couple of years? An example, give me games where the home team has not had a draw at home in the last five, plus the away team has not had an away draw in the last five, plus the Betfair price between 3.0 and 4.5. Now backtest that outcome.
Yeah, that is exactly what it does. Hopefully the explanation I just gave of the selection rules and the betting rules and that stuff probably answers a lot of that, I think. You'll basically be able to choose, you know, various different rules and put them together however you want to. I'm not going to claim that we'll have every single rule you could ever have thought of from day one, but it's pretty easy to add new strategy rules. So once it's released, it'll just be a case of, you know, making a feature request. And if we can add it, then we will. And if you take part in the beta testing, then you'll be able to have probably a disproportionate amount of influence over what we put in there, because, you will be talking to you every day and getting your opinions on it. And, you know, we'll use your input to figure out what we actually deploy on day one.
And I think that's worth sort of highlighting as well, isn't it? You know, it links back to the comment about why now, what just focus your time on actually building it. Well, we're taking what, an hour out of our day anyway to speak about this, but it's going to be launched. I said that quite poshly, didn't I? It's not like me. It's going to be launched, mate. And it will have a lot of these features in. This isn't us going, oh, what do you want in it? This is, we are going to launch it with all of these features that we have researched already, markets that we know people use, because we have been doing this a long time. And then there will be a feature request from there. This software is going to be really detailed, really in depth. If you haven't already picked that up from Adam's answers, there's going to be so many markets, so many strategies, and so many ways to build your strategies. It's going to be ridiculous that we will add others if you need to, but the chance of them being there from the get-go is quite high. What you need is going to be there.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, there'll be loads of stuff that we add based on feedback. I think we've added like 250 we've done 250 fixes and feature requests on the horse racing software since that's come in. It might even be more, actually. Yeah, because we it's probably over 300 now.
And I'm surprised you don't know, knowing you, I'm surprised you don't know the exact number and the exact time you've spent on it and the average time to do a feature request.
Well, I do track my time and look at how long I spend each week on feature requests. And normally that's my Tuesday job. Normally I try and bang through a few, catch up on some feature requests on the horse racing at the moment. The only reason I'm not sure about the number is because I think we started the numbering from we didn't start the numbering from zero. I think we started it from 100 or something. So
yeah,
it doesn't really matter.
Their follow-up question was, how far back does it go? And if it is only the COVID 2 years where results become more erratic, should we tread with caution?
Yeah, so we've as I said earlier, I think we've got the prices, the Betfair price data going back to 2015. The actual fundamental match stats vary from league to league, to be honest. But for the big leagues, we've got right back to 2012. So basically, 2015 will be the start for most leagues because the backtesting is pretty useless without the price data. So the bigger leagues will definitely go back to 2015. I think there's a few leagues that we've just added that have literally only come into existence in the last few years. So we've added them when they've come up. We added the women's league, some of the women's leagues recently, and I think those go back to 2019 ish. So to sort of answer the question more directly, there should be pre-COVID data for all the leagues on the system, as far as I know.
And will you be able to take out the year as well? So if you wanted to go back to 2015 but go do not include the COVID year, could you actually do a comparison to compare against COVID and no COVID?
Yeah, there'll definitely be a strategy rule for match year in the selection rules. But the other thing you could do is just run it for all the years and then set your group breakdown to year, and then you know, if the strategy takes a dive in 2020 2021, then a good shout for the reason could be COVID in that case.
Yeah, definitely. Ask Adam anything about the football back testing. I've just got the word football, so I don't know how we're going to answer that. But they did have a follow-up question. Are there any plans to include cup match features within the software in the future, including the likes of FA Cup, Champions League, or even the Euros? And World Cup would be part of that as well.
Yeah, it's a good question. We do include the Euros and World Cup, actually. Those are the only cups that we do. If it's something that a lot of people want to trade, then we could look at adding them in. We normally advise a bit of caution around cup games because they behave kind of differently to league games. But if you're comparing cup matches to cup matches, then to an extent that could be a bit more reliable. And we'll just put a filter in there, or a strategy rule rather, for league versus cup match, I guess, so you can track different ones. At the moment, we don't save the data for any cup matches other than the Euros and World Cup, but it'd be easy for us to. We've got the price data from Betfair for them. We would just need to add in the actual, you know, match history stats. So yeah, to answer the question again, it is an option. If it's popular enough, then we could look at adding it.
Next question. Hi, will the new football software have the same user interface, or does it does now, or will it change to be the same as the horse racing? I do all my trading through mobile and found the horse racing software hard to use. I must admit that this was a year ago, and now things may have changed and made things more mobile tablet friendly with the horse racing software.
Okay, so it's going to look a lot more like the horse racing software. If you're finding it difficult to use on mobile, then if you can have another look at it now, and if you still find it the same, can you submit a support ticket? And we'll, because it'll just be a case of we've not done the responsive CSS very well. So if you log a ticket, tell us what device you're using as well, and you know what the issue is, maybe with a couple of screenshots if you can, and we'll fix that, because we want it to be usable on all devices. It is quite challenging to get the strategy builder to kind of work on a mobile screen, but what we normally do is just use different field types and things like that to make it work, so you can, because I've got big fat thumbs, so I need to be able to use it without clicking on multiple things on the screen at once. So it's going to look more like the horse racing software does now. if there are problems using it on mobile, then I would like to fix those. So let us know what they are. It'll basically be, so in the horse racing, the first screen you get to is a list of the meets for the day, and then you kind of drill down to races and then runners. With the football software, I'm going to try and do it so it's more everything on one screen. And this will probably be something that we then carry through to the horse racing, because with the horse racing as well, I'd like to have it so that you don't have to kind of go up and down the levels quite so much if you want to use the race cards, so that you can see all the runners in every race card on screen at once if you want to. You know, even just by expanding a panel or something instead of clicking to a different screen. So the fixtures in the football will basically be a list of fixtures for that day. Obviously, you'll see what country and league it is. There'll be a way of seeing some country and league level stats, and then there'll be a way of seeing the match stats for each fixture. And you'll be able to sort of navigate between dates. So you'll be able to look a few days in advance. Or if you choose a date in the past, then you'll be able to see the individual results for each football match, which is something we don't do right now. But we're going to do in the new football software, because quite a few people have asked about seeing the actual match results so they can, track their strategies, I guess, and match the expected goals up with the actual goals that happen and things like that. So it'll be more like the horse racing software, and it's sort of a slightly flashier interface than the current football software, but we want to make it work on mobile.
I'm going to miss that interface. Right, but I just don't like change. But I also know that this is going to be like so much better, that this is going to turbocharge everything. And I'm so excited hearing you talk about it. And when you just mention things like, oh, because people want to see the football results, I'm like, yes, and I know why. And I know exactly how that will help. And yeah, that would just be so good and so much fun to be able to like have my strategy and go, hang on, what was the actual result of that match? I love that. Their follow-up. Yeah,
I know lots of people don't like change. We talked about leaving the old version online for at least a period of time, so people can sort of get used to the transition and maybe copy their strategies across and convert them and things like that. And that will also give us an opportunity to spot, you know, is there something that's actually in the old software that we've just completely forgotten to put in the new software, and be able to address stuff like that. So, you know, we'll make the transition as smooth as we possibly can.
And we're always about for help as well. So if you do get stuck, it's like we'd literally scream help and we will help you. It's like, we're not going to leave you on your own. We're not going to let you struggle. Their follow-up question was, maybe a BTC app with everything in one place could be something for the future, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, that would be cool. It would be very cool. I think we probably need, once the football software's released, we could look at getting someone else on the team to drive that forward, maybe. I think we definitely need an extra development person to pull that off. And the existing people can kind of look after the existing software, and then we can have someone that works on the mobile app.
Upon backtesting data, will you be able to either manually or automatically remove underperforming leagues based on their strike hit rate for a certain market outcome, e.g. leagues where over 2.5 happens at least 50% of the time based on your strategy requirements?
Yeah, so this would be a strategy rule based on what was the stat, sorry,
The
percentage of,
it was e.g. leagues where over 2.5 goals happen at least 50%.
Yeah, so there's a strategy rule for over 2.5. So over 2.5 is the sort of main subject of the or object, if you like, of the stat, and then you'll be able to categorize that as league. So you get the league over 2.5, and you'll be able to build a strategy rule around the percentage of league over 2.5s, and therefore restrict either add that stat or exclude that stat, if that makes sense. So you'll have different ways of different sort of, what to call it, different group types on each strategy rule. So you can have a strategy rule group with where all the rules must apply, or any of them could apply. So it's sort of like, so we're talking about and or now, And then there's a third one, which is none. So you can create a rule group which excludes matches with that specific stat value. So you'll be able to exclude matches where the league over 2.5 percentage is below or above X.
Mm. Well, that'd be wicked. And then their follow-up question, which we've already answered, was how many years seasons are you planning to add data for? And I think we said we're going back to 2015.
Yeah, 2015.
Cool.
I don't know if we'll. I don't know if that'll be from day one. It depends. I'd like it to be, because then we don't get any surprises when we try and add it later and all the strategy queries slow down. If we build the query based on the whole length of time, then it would be better. So we are planning on it being from day one. But
Fantastic. Some of these haven't come through on this spreadsheet so well, which is why I'm reading them like struggling a little bit. When backtesting a new strategy idea, will it be possible to set a time for when the odds are taken for each selection? I'm struggling to word this properly, but for example, could you test the strategy when all pre-matches were taken at, say, 10 a.m. and calculate the results based on that? I'm just thinking about being able to have all your selections in one place and being able to place all your bets at the same time, knowing they have been profitable in the past. And can you calculate the results based on prices 5 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour before kickoff, for example?
Yeah, there's an entry time slider in the betting rules, and you can set that to relative time, which is X minutes or seconds before the match or after the match has started or whatever. And there's an absolute option, which is just clock times, basically. So if you place all your bets at 10 a.m., then you can set a strategy up to, you can analyze the strategy, backtest the strategy based on placing the bets at 10 a.m. And then you can, restrict the strategy to only to backtest based on that time. So yeah, it's a really long-winded way of saying, yes, it does exactly that.
Well, that's amazing for the people that are, time, they don't have as much time, because they've got families, work, etc., and they know that they have 10 o'clock every day, for example, where they can, if they're at work, they actually can have a break or do whatever. If you know your strategy works based on that, you can just run your qualifiers at 10 a.m. and go, okay, I can now put them all on, safe in the knowledge that this is a profitable way of doing it. That's wicked.
Yeah.
Really, really good. I like that a lot. Their follow-up question was just, thank you very much for doing this, which is really nice of them to say.
No worries.
I have the last question. I have invested a lot of time creating a spreadsheet that goes beyond a single strategy. By combining multiple strategies along with calculations based on football ratings, will the data, ratings and strategy selections still be available to download in the same or similar format?
Yeah. Talked about this a little bit in one of the other answers, I think, but you'll be able to download group breakdowns, individual trades, and upcoming qualifiers for all your strategies. And as I said before, we're going to combine the ratings and the other software into one. So you'll get all of that in one export, but we'll probably publish the ratings separately as well anyway, because some people only use the ratings in their match selections, and the full-on software would be too onerous for them. So we want to, cater for those people. But yeah, you'll still be able to download those as well from that separate page if you want to. So yes, basically.
Amazing. They followed that up with, it's not that I mistrust anybody, I just like to have a handle on the data myself.
Oh, the other thing to add on that last one was the specific second thing they said, well, it'd still be able to download in the same or similar format. So you'll be able to set the downloads up however you like. So if you're downloading all the selections in your filters at the moment, and you have specific ways that you want the columns to be set up, you'll have a lot more flexibility in this version as to which columns you want to include and how you name them and stuff like that. So By default, it might not look exactly how your sheet looks now, but you should be able to set it up so that every time you export the qualifiers or the results, it does download in the format that you want.
That's amazing for people that don't like how it comes out and having to delete columns. You can basically just make it your own. That's wicked. I'd just like to say thank you very much for doing this, Adam. I know monitor your time, so this will be fun to change your week. But my last question for you is one you don't know about, and I know that scares you a little bit. Is there anything...
I'm having camera issues.
Sorry, Wi-Fi's gone. I do like to wind people up a little bit, but it's just a genuine question. Is there anything that I haven't mentioned or people haven't asked that you think that we should have picked on?
Do you know what I meant to do and didn't have time was to go through some of my recent forum responses, because I'm sure there have been questions which I've answered on the forum and we haven't covered today. But I must admit, I wasn't organized enough to do it. It took me longer to look through these questions because there were so many, and I wanted to answer them fully that I didn't actually get a chance to do that. So if there is, I mean, maybe we can edit this in such a way that we can add stuff on later as and when I think of it. But off the top of my head at the moment, I think we've covered most of it. Most of it is around, I mean, the burning question on everyone's mind is when is it going to be released, which is unfortunately the one question I can't really answer without just essentially lying and making things up and pissing you all off later. So I won't do that. And the other questions were about, common ones were about the ratings being included in the software, which we've covered. The how far back the data goes. I think all the stuff that would have popped into my head, I think we've covered, which is good.
Yeah, I think so as well. I can't think of anything that we haven't covered. We've covered times and the prices across that, how long we're going to go back and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's been pretty good.
A really common one is being able to choose your own match scope. So a lot of people want to do more than just the 5, 10 and 20 matches, which is one of the main things that we're trying to nail with this new strategy builder. So we covered that as well.
Yeah, I think we've covered quite a lot.
Yeah, I'm just scanning through my posts now.
I don't think there's anything that I want in it that you haven't already told me about.
Yeah. If anyone wants to sort of see, well, what one could do actually before the football goes live is, I know there's lots of people that will only be trading football, but maybe we could give a few people a few days trial on the horse racing software or something, so they can see the look and feel of that and at least get to grips with it. Because there's stuff that we've answered in this call that is like already in there in the horse racing software that people obviously aren't going to know about if they don't trade horses. But it might be useful, even if they're not going to, you know, instantly become a horse racing trader. Might be useful for them to just be able to see the look and feel. So well, maybe we can set that up at some point.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. And if anyone listening wants to be on that, if you email info@betfairtradingcommunity.com and then just put in your subject line FAO Ryan horse racing demo experience. I made that quite long, but if you do that, we'll sort you out a trial on the horse racing. So it just leaves me to say, Adam, thank you very much for your time this morning and answering all of those questions.
Yeah, thanks everyone for your questions. Really good.